final segment here, Rosie, on the house, but it's not the end of today's program. You can come. It'll be the end of the radio transmission, but it won't be the end of today. Pella is hosting this event till 3 o'clock. We'll be here. I mean, it takes an hour at least to pack up. But, it, you know, we'll be here as long as people want to visit and talk about their home, castle, or cabin. You can't see it, Mom, but behind you, the catering company is pulling out off breakfast, and they're pulling in lunch.
And that's M Culinary Concepts. Very good. And you can't see what I can see. I'm looking out the window. Breeze is picking up. It's a beautiful day. There's people outside playing beanbag toss. The Kona ice truck just pulled up. Sign up for the Krieger. Traeger. I know where that came
from. Family size.
grill. And then Rosie on the House calendars and t-shirts. But best of all is the amazing Pella windows.
Come take a look.
Come see them.
Come take a look. What else have you got for me there with the questions during the week? There was one about a fence in Scottsdale.
And it's Bioseptic Pros, thebiopros.com.
Okay.
That.
Would you shoot me that text? I want to make sure I can talk about that again. I'm sure people will ask me. So this person wants to know, do I have to have a permit to fix my wood fence that was knocked down by a monsoon storm? City of Scottsdale says yes, but the fencing company says they've never pulled one before.
That doesn't surprise me. And if the city says yes, a permit's required.
I've never of a wood fence. I mean, I would ask to see that. And nothing against the city, any one particular city, but you know, memorizing a building code is an encyclopedia, and not everybody that works at city code and has those memorized.
Most fence permits have to do with verifying the fence was not built in a public utility easement or a setback or violating some dimension of their lot. That's where most fencing permits, as well as height, as required.
I guess that's a whole other topic, too, is like who is responsible for the permits, the homeowner or the contractor? Because we had that recently with one of our AC guys.
We did. And to replace a water heater requires a permit. In some cities, they will say, unless a licensed contractor does it. So if you're going to do it yourself, you've got to go pull a permit. But if you hire a licensed plumbing contractor to replace the water heater, then they say a permit's not required.
And so, Rosie, because I'm having that done this weekend with my water heater. But once it's installed, it has to be inspected by the city, correct?
Not as I understand it. Not if it's done by a licensed contractor. I do not believe.
I'm writing that down.
They're not asking for any permit or inspection at all.
I got it.
But we're putting together a building department show in the near future. We're going to have inspectors from all over the different cities talking about what is and isn't required for permitting. Because I think there's been a lot of do-it-yourself stuff going on the last year and a half that hasn't been permitted. And now we're actually getting calls right now saying, okay, I know I've got a section that was not permitted. How do I come clean on that? And there is a way that you can, in fact, come clean on that. So we'll put that building inspecting show together for all of you there as a homeowner. All right, we'll be wrapping up here from the live broadcast, the Pella Experience Center. It's on McQueen, south of Elliott. We've got the frozen Kona ice truck has just pulled up for treats. We've been catering breakfast and lunch all morning. Everyone here, we've got a good crowd, has been putting in the application to be the lucky winner for the family-sized Traeger grill. Pella's giving away to some lucky attendee today. I keep thinking we're out of shirts, but we keep coming up with more and more shirts. We've got lots of Rosie t-shirts we're giving out and handing out and signing for our guests that are here today. Love doing that. We're handing out lots of the calendars, the Rosie on the House. We call it a calendar, but it's really a homeowner handbook. The 2022 are hot off the press. The ink has just barely dried, and we're distributing them. I think we got them like just the beginning of this week, didn't we?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And we had a Pam write in from Payson and wanted to know if she could get added to the mailing list again. Well, if you're already on the mailing list, we're going
calendar.
To send it to you again. If you've already requested one, unless you've moved, you'll continue to get that as long as you want it. You know, we'll stop sending if you call back and say, I don't want it anymore. Fine, okay. We'll take you off the mailing list. But it has an updated contractor referral directory, updated weekly to-dos, updated topics of the month that we'll be covering.
That's right.
And it helps us, you know, put our majority of our programming over a year in advance, so it allows us to dive in deeper, more research, more in-depth, more topics, better content, and just increasing our ability to provide you the best information about your home, castle, or cabin.
It's what we do at Rosie on the House.
Happy trails.